Are you a caregiver? Well, during the holidays, we all experience stress, but it can be definitely more stressful for caregivers during the holidays. This past week, during our Alzheimer's Awareness event, we had someone from the Eastern Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association in North Carolina do a workshop on the caregiving during the holidays. And whether you're a caregiver for somebody with Alzheimer's or some other illness, we want to make sure that you're aware of different resources in the community. I'm aware that the local Person County Senior Center has had a caregiver support group that has meetings, because you need someone to talk to that can maybe understand what you're going through. Caregivers often battle feelings of stress, guilt, and anger. And those feelings can increase with the pressure to fulfill all the traditional holiday obligations. So there are some simple positive steps that were shared this week with the community that I'd like to share with you now. Make sure that your family members understand your caregiving situation and set realistic expectations about what you can and cannot do. So if you are the one who's serving as a caregiver, you might have other family members that have a lot of expectations, you know, for you to do this or handle this or deal with that. And it's up to you to make sure that they understand what you need and what you are able and willing to do. And do only what you can reasonably manage. And give yourself permission to say no. It's not being selfish, and you should not feel guilty. Scale back on shopping and gift giving. Friends and relatives will understand. You know, whether it's because of, you know, price and inflation right now, I think everyone's struggling, and you know, that's completely understandable that you can't give as much. You're giving of your time and your energy. Decide which traditions are most important to you and which you can live without. Try to maintain a regular routine as much as possible throughout the season. Prepare your loved one for the upcoming holiday events by talking about and showing photos of family members and friends who are going to be visiting. And don't forget to maintain your health. If you don't care for yourself, you're not able to care for anyone else. So be sure that you're not skipping any medical appointments or medications. Make sure that you're doing your best to exercise and eat properly so that you have the energy that you need to handle the holidays. Simplify decorating. It's not only time consuming, but can be very confusing with a lot of blinking lights, or even sometimes can be unsafe in a home if you have somebody that you're giving care to, because you have a lot of wires or cords or candles or whatever else. Instead, you might plan an outing so that you can go look at the holiday lights and the decoration. And don't forget to have a plan for after the holidays. There's always kind of a post-holiday letdown after, you know, maybe you've had some out-of-town guests that were there visiting. Now they've gone back home. Maybe you need to arrange for in-home care so that you can enjoy a day out, whether it's a movie or a lunch with a friend or something that can help reduce some of that post-holiday loneliness that you might be feeling. Again, the holidays are full of a variety of different emotions, so it's very helpful to let guests that you might be having stay know ahead of time about a loved one's changes in behavior and or appearance. If you do have guests that are coming in and you're caring for a loved one, whether it's Alzheimer's or not, you know, there can be a lot of changes, and sometimes those changes can come upon really, really quickly. So just, you know, make sure having those conversations with them. And if you know someone who is a caregiver, then do your part, asking them how they are doing, giving them time to discuss their feelings and concerns. Volunteer to sit and visit with a person who might have this illness so the caregiver can go shopping or finish up on holiday preparations or just have a moment alone. Offer to run errands. Inquire as to what tasks can be done, whether it's laundry or yard work or cleaning or just simple home repair. And rethink gift giving for the caregiver. Consider a certificate for the housework. Buy movie tickets or arrange for, you know, in-home care so that they can have an afternoon out. and above all, avoid judging or critiquing the caregiver, but instead offer support and talk how you can help from a distance. For more information about caregiving during the holidays or about any of the information that was shared at our Alzheimer's Awareness event, we talked about the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. We have information available at the Extension office in Person and Granville counties. Thanks for tuning in this week. This has been your food for thought.